Others can offer you only what you can give to yourself, because they are simply the reflection of that. Everything that you can get from another is already present within yourself, or you would not be able to call that reflection to you. The perception that others can give or take away from the self is an illusion. No one can give you what you do not have or take away from you what you do have. Only what is illusory can be given or taken away. Only judgment, interpretation, opinion, and approval can be given and taken away. If you accept these false gifts to prop up your self-confidence, be prepared for the time when they are wrested away. To accept a false gift from another is to betray the self. It is to place value on what is without value. If you build on quicksand, do not be surprised if your house is destroyed in the first storm. You have only two choices in life. You can be faithful to self, or you can betray the self. No one else is responsible for your happiness or lack of it. In betraying yourself, you betray others, for all self-betrayal is insincere and dishonest. When you do not ask for what you want, and or when you accept what you do not want, you set others up for disappointment. Sooner or later, you will have to admit the truth. You don't really want what you asked for. All abuse emanates from the initial lie we tell ourselves. The lie is, I want you, when the truth is, I want myself. If you accept this lie, you will try in vain to give me myself, but it will never work. You can never give me myself unless I am willing to give me myself. If I am using my relationship with you to avoid myself, then there is absolutely no way you can give me what I want. In such cases, it will only be a matter of time before my illusory desire for you runs its course, and it becomes clear to me that you cannot give me what I want. If I am particularly scared of meeting myself, I will continue to seek self through others, leaving a wake of false promises and unnecessary tears. It is not that I consciously abuse you. It is that my decision not to honor myself leads to a cul-de-sac. I seek self through other, and self cannot be found there. If you join me on that journey, you can be sure that you too are seeking self through other, and your outcome will be the same as mine. What we promise to each other cannot be given. Our relationship is a setup for both of us. We are mirrors for each other. The cycle of abuse continues until you wake up. Waking up means not projecting blame onto the other person. It means refusing to be a victim. It means seeing your own self-betrayal for what it is. When you let the other off the hook and acknowledge the self-betrayal, you take the first step toward breaking this abusive pattern. That step is merely to see that your search for the beloved in another is a futile search. The more you look without for love, the more adamantly you are brought face to face with yourself. I have said before that until you meet the beloved within, you cannot meet him or her without. Others can give you only what you are willing to give to yourself, and what you are unwilling to give, which is of course what you want, cannot be given by another. Does this mean that all relationships constitute a betrayal of the self and are doomed to failure? Not all, perhaps, but far more than you think. Most relationships are a conspiracy on behalf of both partners to avoid making a commitment to themselves. They use the other person as a substitute for genuine surrender to the presence of love within. The only way out of the detour of codependent, mutually deceptive relationships is to befriend the self, honor the self, love and embrace the self. Then one can build relationship on the truth of self-coherence. This is the new paradigm of relationship. In the new paradigm, my commitment to love you is always an extension of my commitment to love myself. Because I love you, my commitment to self is extended to include you. I am therefore committed to both of us at the same time.